firstly, I want to ask, like, what are some of the issues that you and, like, others have found with the marketing of pharmaceutical drugs, like, especially, like, misinformation and harm?
Yeah, there's a number of reasons Consumer NZ wants a ban on this type of advertising. Firstly, we don't think they provide all the information required for consumers to make an informed decision. For example, some of these products advertise on TV over such a short period of time, the fine print's really tiny, so even with the best eyesight, then consumers are not able to read any possible side effects. And we're also concerned that it can lead to the increase of unnecessary prescribing. You know, doctors may become pressured to prescribe these products, and in some cases it may be that other interventions such as lifestyle choices may be a better option. And of course there's the cost. If a consumer sees an ad, they go to their GP, that incurs a cost, and then there's also the cost of actually getting the medicine as well.
Is there a need for direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising, considering that the USA is the only other country that has it legalized?
We don't believe there's a need. We just don't think the proposed benefits claimed by the industry outweigh the risks. And many medical groups and public health associations in New Zealand also support this ban. And, you know, the US is the only other country that allows it. So it just seems crazy that New Zealand consumers aren't protected like they are in most other countries around the world.
How has consumer New Zealand readers responded to pharmaceutical advertising over the years? Like, I know the last time you guys did a formal survey was 2019, and whether any changes have been noted over the years?
So yeah, when we last surveyed consumers in 2019, the majority, 50% of them, wanted a ban. Only more, 15%, wanted these ads to continue. And they also, these consumers didn't share the drug company view that these ads helped inform them. And they also felt that drug companies would be advertising the drugs that gave them the most profit. So that was an interesting finding. We don't have any more recent survey data than that. But, you know, it's also important to note that the majority of these public health organisations also support a ban on advertising. I mean, they're the ones that are, you know, potentially prescribing them.
And with the election coming up, do you see this becoming an issue, a talking point again in Parliament over the next year?
We would like it to be a talking point. So the bill on therapeutic products will hopefully be released later this year, and we would expect that DTCA will be discussed in that. I mean, in the last round of consultation, a ban wasn't proposed, but we'll definitely be campaigning for it. So interestingly, in 2006, the government at the time supported a ban, but it didn't have the rest of parliamentary support for it to go through. But it's the only way. We need to get it passed through government.
And do you feel like the calls that you and, like, the New Zealand Medical Association or the Royal New Zealand College of GPs, like, the calls you guys have made to the government, do you feel like it got heard out last time? And why do you feel that way?
We don't think it really got heard last time because clearly the number of submissions made, the majority supported a ban and this didn't follow through into regulation. So that's really disappointing when consumers and public health groups are calling for something that's in the best interest of consumers. But we, you know, some things take time, so we'll just continue to campaign and hopefully we'll get some progress on this issue.
Interestingly enough, Dr. Shane Retty, who is on the national side, who is their health spokesperson, he opposes direct-to-consumer advertising as well. Do you have faith that, like, his voice might be able to rise above coming up in the election cycle or even if there is a government changeover?
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, the more different political parties that support this, there's more of a chance of getting it over the line. So that's great news to hear the health spokespeople and the parties supporting this ban.
And I bring up that point especially because he's on the National Party side, who historically have opposed any ban orders because they work more in the vested interests of corporations.
Yeah, well, that's great news. And, you know, we would definitely support parties changing their stance on this. You know, Dr. Shane Retty is clearly a doctor. So, you know, perhaps he's seen firsthand some of the issues that DTCA has had on consumers over the years.
Finally, I want to ask, what is it going to take for effective change to occur? I know this is only, like, if there's another review, it's only going to be the fifth review in 20 years.
Well, we do have a real opportunity with the new therapeutic products bill being released this year. I mean, there's a number of products potentially in that review. Sunscreens is another one, for example. So this is a huge opportunity for us to get it right. And we need a change in regulation. We don't think it's good enough that these products can continue to be marketed directly to consumers. So we really think this is the vehicle to do it.